Extract 2. You hear part of a discussion program in which two journalists are talking about the world's wetlands. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
There's too much fuss over wetlands. They're only boggy, rather sad wet areas visited by geeks and bird watchers, but few others. I know nature buffs get excited over them, but aren't they mostly useless places? I read they only take up less than 1% of the Earth's surface anyway. Excepted, they're visually stunning. There's something about a watery landscape that seems to speak to something deep in the human psyche. But spending vast amounts of money to preserve them for ducks...
Wetlands are certainly good for ducks, but what about people? Sun plus water equals life, but we manage that equation very badly. When it rains, we seem bent on getting rid of the stuff, swishing it out to sea. But wetlands hold water and release it slowly. I'm not even going into their fish stocks or their role in flood control. You'd think we'd hang on to them. Instead, they're being degraded faster than other ecosystems. But put water back, birds zoom in, the land recovers virtually in front of your eyes. It's such a pity people are unaware that reversing the damage can be so straightforward. And the beauty you mentioned, that goes without saying.
There's too much fuss over wetlands. They're only boggy, rather sad wet areas visited by geeks and bird watchers, but few others. I know nature buffs get excited over them, but aren't they mostly useless places? I read they only take up less than 1% of the Earth's surface anyway. Excepted, they're visually stunning. There's something about a watery landscape that seems to speak to something deep in the human psyche. But spending vast amounts of money to preserve them for ducks...
Wetlands are certainly good for ducks, but what about people? Sun plus water equals life, but we manage that equation very badly. When it rains, we seem bent on getting rid of the stuff, swishing it out to sea. But wetlands hold water and release it slowly. I'm not even going into their fish stocks or their role in flood control. You'd think we'd hang on to them. Instead, they're being degraded faster than other ecosystems. But put water back, birds zoom in, the land recovers virtually in front of your eyes. It's such a pity people are unaware that reversing the damage can be so straightforward. And the beauty you mentioned, that goes without saying.